brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm just getting started. You know, I've never felt better about the fight against the New World Order. I've never felt more empowered. I've never felt more humble. I've never felt more thankful. I am so thankful to God that He woke me up, that I had life experiences that that enabled me to understand geopolitical systems. Not that it's that hard; it's in your face. That I had good parents that taught me a base, you know, the basics of history. That I was born the time I was born. That I live where I live. That just all the things that happened. I'm just thankful that all the stupid things I've done, that God protected me and kept me from, you know, going off the edge so many times. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm saying this. I'm just thankful. And I just, you know, the sacrifices that lay before me are a small price to pay for liberty and dignity and beauty and a future for our children. And when I say our children, I mean the species, the beauty of the species, what God has got in store for mankind, the creations we're going to build. Oh, man, the things we're going to do. Oh, man, it feels good. We're going to defeat these inbred bastards. We're going to bring them down. We're going to win. I know we're going to win. I believe in the promise. I know the promise. I've seen it. I've experienced it. I know it. And I've got a vision. I hope to share the vision with you if I can only articulate it. And I know you share that vision and you don't even have to be told, do you? You know in your guts the truth. And in all the horror, for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. And the NWO is going down. It's destined to be defeated. It's destined to be destroyed. And there's going to be a lot of pain in the process. We face a lot. We face great obstacles. We face incredible hurdles, mountains. But the pleasure of hiking up that mountain, the euphoria when you reach the top, and then it's so easy to walk back down again, and then to climb another mountain. We as a species have come so far. But all of our accomplishments will be dwarfed by those that come in the next few hundred years. Will we let those accomplishments be hijacked by the abusive, by the greedy, by the envious, by the hateful, by the small-minded, by those that have a lack of vision? Will we wrest control of the evolution of mankind from the overlords, the parasites of the New World Order? Or will we be totally enslaved? And will we go into a dark ages of dehumanization? And I don't want to get into a debate about evolution. Please don't. All of the terms you've been fed and the systems and the words we use are false. By evolution, I mean the evolution of the airplane from the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk. 100 years ago, 101 years ago, 102 years ago, to the Black Manta Aurora space plane project Mach 15, Tokyo in 45 minutes from New York. That's the type of evolution I mean. The evolution of the first seafarers 6,000+ years ago, sailing through the Mediterranean to today, submarines, you know, down 2,000 feet. That's what I mean by evolution. The evolution, the development that we see before us. We don't want a bunch of stunted, inbred trash to control this. We must start the wavelength. We must start the transmission. We must start the resistance, the renaissance. Activate. Resist, defend the species.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the sacral wedging. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the sacral wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Be part of history. We're at the crossroads. We're going to the stars, or we're literally going into a new dark age of dehumanization, genetic engineering, and total enslavement. Very ruthless people, criminals, with top scientists and decades of planning, are in control. They are very evil. They enjoy manipulating. They enjoy enslaving. They're on very serious power trips. They're control freaks. They're very unhappy. They're doing very bad things to you through the food and water supply and the air. They're doing very bad things through television and the media to your young, turning them against you to make them slaves of the state, to destroy the family. Mainstream textbooks at major universities like the Calhoun Reader for Social Workers call the family a disease. No, you that say that are the disease, and we will rout you out. So we're talking about an attack against our wholesomeness, an attack against our beauty, an attack against what we are as a species, because what we are as a species doesn't fit into the New World Order's plans. What we are as a species is intelligent and quick-witted and creative and dynamic and energetic. We're made in the image of God, and that makes the controllers mad because they think they're God and they're threatened by anybody who's got any type of creativity. They're hurting us. They're hurting the species. They're hurting what the human condition is. They're doing very bad things to us. They're making us weak on purpose when our entire history has only made us strong. But they're messing with something that God created, that God forged, that God designed. The genetic engineers thought they could control the DNA proteins, and they found out they knew nothing. They found out it was a billion times a billion more complex than they thought. Doesn't stop the psychopaths from randomly recombining different species and releasing it openly into the fields and into the jungles and into the mountains. Now mutations are popping up everywhere. It's causing major health problems all over the world. It's just like they give everybody cell phones. When all the studies show it burns out your eyes, burns out your brain, heats your brain up at least 2 degrees in a 10-minute phone call, causing massive brain tumors exploding in the populations. And still, I talked about this yesterday, and last night I heard part of the rebroadcast, and it was lame what I was saying. It wasn't effective. I mean, how do I say this to you? How do I... Literally in the last week, government studies out of Switzerland and out of France and out of England and industry's own studies, they did studies with mice and they did studies with dogs. And you, for an hour a day, put a cell phone on the side of a head of a mouse, or you put it on, you know, or you sit there and strap them to a dog or a cat, and man, they go blind. I mean, they're going blind. I mean, it's burning out the eye tissue. There's no discussion. It's a microwave. And there I was yesterday. My dad was over at the house helping me with some tax stuff. He said, there's my daddy, just so used to using his cell phone. He's smart. And, you know, because the phone was too far to reach when he was at the computer, kind of out of the way. So he just opened his cell phone. There was my daddy not using a handheld. Not using a wireless system hooked up to it. There I was using my cell phone, being lazy, not using my wireless system. I mean, I can't pull out of it. If everything I know, there's so many things. We can't drink the water. We can't put the cell phones to our heads. But we're a social creature, a social animal. What we see other members of the pack, of the troop, of the pod doing, we do. We do. The troop, the pride, the pack, you know, the group, the mammals. We see everybody doing it. So our instincts tell us if I see the troop eating those berries, they must be good. That's how we're programmed. Well, if I see the troop, the pack, the pride, using that device, it must be safe. It's not. It's poison. I mean, I have trouble. Oh, incidentally, a correction. He doesn't want me to correct it, but I'm going to correct it. My dad last night goes, you're going to say stuff. Get it straight. And I didn't write notes, so I forget. There's some famous conservative in Texas who was anti-communist. He was at Baylor. And he was John Birch, but he was also like the president of Baylor or something. My dad said, I forget him. My dad didn't even go to Baylor. But he was like part of some, you know, smart student thing. And so he gave speeches around the state at universities when he was in high school. He was got out of it by the time he was in college. Anti-communist speeches and did address, I think, the John Birch Society. He was not part of the John Birch Society. I don't know. He told me about that 10 years ago. Somebody called in and said, Alex, you're a member of the John Birch Society. And I said, no, I'm not. But I said, I think my dad was. So, correction. We've got to stop using the cell phones. If you're going to use them, do not have it within a foot of your... I mean, if you stick it between your legs, folks, you're going to get what the cops get from the radar guns, which are very similar radiation. You're going to get testicular cancer. If you set it up on your lap by your stomach, it's going to give you cancer in your guts. I mean, it's a microwave, folks. By the way, you ever turned your microwave on at your house and you can feel it on your face? Do this today. A lot of studies show microwaves aren't safe. I hardly ever use them. I still do occasionally when, oh my gosh, it's two o'clock. I haven't eaten yet. I've got a really bad headache. I've got to go on the air in 10 minutes. Throw a TV dinner in there I normally cook in the oven. I mean, it's part of a process. It's part of getting our heads out of the TV, getting our heads out of the porno mags, getting our heads out of the bars, getting our heads out of the sports pages, and getting our heads a little bit into, man, I'm not going to give my five-year-old water out of the tap. Why, even the EPA admits it's full of toxins. Don't I love my child? Man, I'm not going to let my 12-year-old daughter, who I bought a cell phone for Christmas, I'm going to go out today and I'm going to buy her a wireless. And I'm going to enforce it on her. And I'm going to print articles off about how it hurts her because I don't want my daughter going blind. I mean, don't we love our families enough? What is wrong with me? My dad left last night helping with local taxes. God, it gets so bizarre with the new tax laws. I can't even figure it out. He leaves about 10 o'clock at night, and then I went over and looked at an edit my editor's doing for PrisonPlanet.tv of all these interviews I did in England to put up there on the website for you tomorrow. And I then was driving home listening to a rebroadcast on the local FM affiliate, and I just listened to my lame dissertation on cell phones. There's no way to describe how evil it is. I mean, they know what it does. I mean, it's much worse than smoking cigarettes, folks. But again, they decide to not tell you about it. They decide to not warn you. It's just like mercury in the vaccines. I mean, it's damaged millions. We have the internal documents from the CDC in 2000, where the head of the CDC and his top scientists and doctors are in a roundtable group, 24 of them in there, and, I mean, it's all recorded. May I please have some coffee, Beth? Thank you, Beth. I ought to get a transcript of that and do a book on tape just of that interview, just of excerpts of that five-hour meeting. Listen, this is brain damage millions. We got to cover this up. And to cover it up, we got to continue doing it. Just, I know this, I'm telling my son, don't give the shots to my granddaughter. All right, meeting adjourned. Thank you. We've got to keep this quiet. And they just go back to their houses, go back to their golf games, go back to whatever they're doing, knowing it's going to happen. And that's just the people at the CDC who weren't the companies, who were the really evil ones, who were the actual masterminds, who know what it does and actually increased it. They said, you bastards out there don't want to take your mercury. Increase it from 10 times safe level per shot to 250 times. I mean, these are cold-blooded, Malthus, social Darwinist who get off on it. I mean, folks, and I know your programming as a loving, good person who is guilty when you're greedy, who is guilty when the pizza comes and there's one piece left and you grab it and start eating it. I mean, most of us are pretty good people. We still are evil and have problems, but overriding, governing us, you know, is the spirit of love and goodness. We're not of the same ilk, the same stripes, the same world as these controllers. They don't just not care and are ruthless and sardonic and sadistic. They enjoy it. They're much more than sociopaths. They're psychopaths, and psychopaths do things in a ritualized way. That's why they never change, which is a major chink in their armor. They're very predictable. The problem is you have trouble facing what the predictive evidence shows, that they're going to kill a whole bunch of us, that they're gearing up for a mass cull that makes the 200-plus mil they killed in the 20th century look like a tea party. It's just the national anthem, folks. It's not the game. The game's about to begin. And all that matters in my life is that I expend my energy towards warning the species, though many of us will fall in this fight, so that the species will unwrestle itself with God's help from this Hydra, will defeat it so we can go to the next level. I mean, don't your instincts want to defend the species? Don't you? Once you tap into this species, and I know I'm talking a lot about this, once you are willing to love your neighbor as yourself, give your life up for others, I mean, that's really what it is. That's the species drive. They take that and pervert that into going to Iraq. They take that and pervert that into sports, giving your all to get the ball across the court. No, it's giving your all to fight evil, folks, but they misdirect and shunt your natural power.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, your calls are coming up. I got a few audio clips I want to play as well coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, it's simple. The global parasites, the controllers, know that if they don't dominate and control the population, they're going to lose control. They've got to intensify their control. And they're also just plain evil. They enjoy what they do. And to do that, they got to dumb us down, hurt us, poison us, really turn us into a bunch of gibbering fools. And it makes me very, very angry. And the elite is also just doing really dangerous things. I mean, all their top scientists, I mean, all of them that have gone public, I mean, we're talking the fathers of major schools of DNA sequencing and genetic engineering. I mean, you know, top scientists, creme de la creme, have come on this broadcast, not to mention all over the foreign press, and said, look, you know, these cross-species mergers could give rise to superviruses that could kill entire species. Why? It's already given rise in the laboratory to deadly superviruses and bacterium. You're not even doing this in level 2 security. You're planting open air, you know, multiple species, 5 species merged into corn, live AIDS virus, I mean, planted in Texas, growing in the corn. Every day it's jumping into other species, spreading into trees, spreading into, I mean, they're putting in the ocean, you know, fish that have had other species combined with them. I mean, and it's so dangerous. I mean, they have no idea what it's going to do. They know in every case it changes base proteins that didn't even exist before in the species or in that form of life, and that then when you eat it, whether that is plankton eating a small piece of the fish as it decomposes, or whether that's a you know, clam eating that plankton, or whether it's a otter eating that clam, the things they're doing could really hurt us. It could cause total calamities. And it's not a could, it will, it has. And then the elite just do it. They love death. These people are psychopaths. Folks, I've got 7 articles today where our government is helping arm foreign countries with nuclear weapons and the enabling systems. And, I mean, admittedly, our government is running around, and then they tell us, brace for nuclear attack, give up all your rights. These people are out of control. They're evil. There's no other way to describe it. They want to kill, man. They want to hurt. They want to destroy. We're in danger. I mean, why should I even sit here? I have 100 articles today. We've covered about 15 of them. Why should I even go through these? I mean, at a certain point, what's to prove anymore? What's to document anymore? What's to even discuss? Everything you've been told is a lie. It's all a fraud. Left, right, conservative, liberal, you know, Russia, America, China, America. It's all run by the same criminals. Protestant, Catholic. I mean, it's just all run by the same criminals. It's just, it's horrible. The good news is, though, that their own control grid, the Internet, has blown up in their face. People are standing up. People are seeing it. Because we're getting down to the wire, folks. Their program is going into effect. And they always knew people would wake up at this point. H.G. Wells, you know, Adolf Hitler, both of them wrote books called The New World Order, and they both said people are going to wake up in the final phases of world government, and they're going to resist, but we'll just have to kill them. Well, the cops don't have to follow those orders. And the military, you don't have to follow those orders in your guts. Number one, you've already heard and read and seen not just what I'm saying, but you've experienced it. You've seen it yourself. You've actually lived it, not just what you read in the paper. But that's important, but it's also important what's in your guts. And listen, if you can't hear the sincerity in my voice, as one human to another, if you don't understand that this is real, and that everything we are as a species, as humankind, that everything that's beautiful and good is under attack. And if you don't have an instinctive drive in your soul, in your bones, in your guts, in your fiber, in the depths of who you are, in that secret place, you know it's true. You know I'm not lying to you. You know I can't even in words tell you how bad it is. I've searched for words to tell you how bad it is, and I can't describe how beautiful good is. I can't describe the darkness, and I can't describe the light. I can't describe it, but you know it. You see it. You feel it. You can't describe it. The majesty, the depth, the softness, the sweetness, the power, the radiant, extreme exhilaration of life and love, and just the stenching death of the disease that is the New World Order. Contrast that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Bruce and Phyllis and Johnny and Steve, your calls are coming up here in about 6 minutes. I'm going to play this clip. It's 9 minutes long. I'll play about half of it. 911 commissioner confronted by ISI Adelink. The shamtastic 911 commission has turned itself into the traveling nonprofit 501c3 roadshow with the commissioners funded by the likes of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. And the last highly circumcised exercise in alleged public disclosure tilted foreign policy, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. The commission's vice chair, Lee Hamilton, was questioned by Kyle Hintz of 911 Citizens Watch. Hintz asked why the transparently fraudulent 911 commission report failed to mention that alleged lead hijacker Muhammad Atta received $100,000 from Mahmoud Ahmed, head of the Pakistani intelligence service ISI, who just happened to be breakfasting during the 9/11 attacks with the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, Representative Porter Goss and Senator Bob Graham. Second trip in his life to the U.S. We cover all that in my film, Martial Law. And when you see the video, I mean, the chairman is freaking out, turning red, really getting upset. I mean, it's just so obvious. All appointed by Bush, all in bed with the globalists. One of the chairmen actually works with the Bin Laden family in the Carlyle Group. The head staffer involved in all of it. I mean, it's a total fraud. And notice how they try to say this doesn't This isn't connected to the discussions of terrorists being funded out of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. That's exactly what the question was. And then notice how they, quote, give their answers, and it has nothing to do with the question. It doesn't matter. The people know the truth. So here's a clip, and then we'll come back and take your calls.
Okay, we'll have this question, and then we'll conclude with you. All right, yes.
Thank you very much. Kyle Hintz with 9/11 Citizens Watch. We're one of the groups here representing concerned citizens about the 9/11 report. First off, there's been little attention given to the findings of facts and circumstances presented in the 9/11 report, which is the first mandate. And I would like to address first question to the issue of terrorist financing, which crosses over into the issue of Pakistan. In the report, it says, ultimately, I'm paraphrasing, the issue of terrorist financing of the attacks of 9/11 is of little practical significance. And this is no more exhibited than best represented in the fact that the commission report completely ignored reports of several wire transfers approved by Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmad to the lead hijacker, Mohammed Atta. These were in the days right before the attacks. This was reported on by Agence France-Presse, ABC News, confirmed by the FBI.
I wonder if we could have your question, please. The subject matter today is the three countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and so forth.
I'm talking about the head of the ISI, with all respect.
Let's pose a question to our panelists.
How can we take seriously a report that says that it's little practical significance of the financing? And how can we take seriously a report that ignores entirely a report of a wire transfer to the lead hijacker from the head of the ISI, who subsequently sacked 2 weeks later after 9/11? So, please, I wish that the press in this room would look at this issue, and I would like to ask the ambassadors up there how they feel about a report that ignores this issue. And is this an important issue? Is there credibility not in a story where Mariana Pearl looks at the laptop of her husband, who has just been murdered, and says that she believes her husband was following the trail of the wire transfer, and this story is altogether left out of the report?
I think your question is clear. I will turn it to the panelists, and they may or may not want to respond. Thank you very much.
Certainly, terrorist financing is an element of a lot of the very directed work that the United States has undertaken, as well as the international community, particularly the European Union. That's an area in which the United States and the European Commission has worked on very, very aggressively. It's a difficult one. It's hard to get at every single wire transfer, but the international community has come together in a way that had not done before to try to address and stop the terrorist financing that was underway.
Okay, final question here. Thank you.
Thank you. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News Service. Listening to the discussion in the context of pre-9/11, 1 year on from the report.
All right, folks.
From the attacks.
Well, we'll go ahead and go back on now. Sounds like we had problems recording that clip there. But luckily, I was just about to cut it off because the next question wasn't very important. But you can watch the whole video clip, unadulterated, there at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. But notice what one of the little CIA minions on the Whitewash Commission said. He talks about, you know, this Pakistani intelligence chief who was meeting with the heads of House and Senate intelligence, known CIA front, wiring at least $100,000 to Mohammed Atta, the supposed lead hijacker, and they just go into how the EU and the U.S. are creating a global government to basically regulate everybody's wire transfers. Oh, we're really trying to stop those evil wire transfers. No discussion of why didn't the commission talk about the Pakistani ISI funding the supposed lead hijacker and how the government protected that individual. See how they just sidestepped it? Very deceptively. Done. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Tennessee. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Alex. I'm following the story of a woman whose son was killed in Iraq, and she's at Crawford, Texas right now.
Yeah, we had her on yesterday.
Oh, you did? I wasn't aware of that. I was out here.
Cindy Sheehan.
Yes, that's her. The thing that gets me is the way that the numbers have been altered. They say that there's 1,800 dead, where it's far greater than that. And if anybody else can support that lady, please do. I think that our ex-governor of Texas deserves to take time out of his day and speak to this lady. I mean, he talks about everybody wants to make ultimate sacrifices. He's, again, on another full vacation for the month. And I got to hand it to the lady. I'm very proud of her, and I wish I would have. I listened to your show yesterday from the archives. But thank you, Alex.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, they're talking about arresting her on Thursday with other protesters. It's out in the middle of nowhere. They don't let her get within 3 miles of His Holiness's movie set, where the individual who is admittedly afraid of horses, yes, afraid of horses, but he's a big cowboy with his Atlantic accent, and they're talking about, well, it could be a security threat to have her and the hundreds of demonstrators out there, anywhere near the town, anywhere. But now, we got this report yesterday. We made some phone calls. Some press is reporting that, indeed, they're now telling him, you got to move here, you got to move there. Well, now you can't be at the park. Well, now you can't be at the... We're just going to have to arrest you. We're just, well, you know, this is kind of Al-Qaeda-ish. Just this is a free country now, but we can't have you out here protesting on the middle of nowhere on the side of a dirt road. We just cannot have you doing it. You understand it's evil. Now, if you were a Mexican Los Zetas CIA commando killing cops in Texas with the U.S. consulate shutting down and a travel advisory more dangerous than Israel issued by the State Department, there'd be no problem. If you're an illegal alien and want some free tuition or want to be given preference for a home loan, everything's fine. But if you're the mother of a dead serviceman who wants to stand 3 miles away on the side of the road with a sign, we're going to arrest you. Okay, thank you. That's freedom. I mean, after all, folks, protesting is evil. It aids Al-Qaeda. Michael Savage has said it many times. Arrest all protesters, put them in FEMA camps. And lo and behold, they've built those FEMA camps. But, yeah, we had her on. Let's go ahead and talk to Bruce in Colorado. Go ahead, Bruce.
Alex, you mentioned something about a vision you had that they really can't stand. Well, here's the scripture that shows...
I don't mean a literal vision. You know, like, I have a vision. I'm going to start a new car company with cars that have five wheels. I mean, by vision, a long brainstorm.
No, I understand what you meant. Alex, it's true that the New World Order cannot stand. Revelation 13:10 says, he, referring to the New World Order, that leadeth into captivity, shall go into captivity. He, the New World Order, that is, that killeth with the sword, must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. And we saints have that patience and that faith. Daniel 7:25, he, the New World Order, that is, shall speak great words against the Most High, and wear out the saints of the Most High. But the judgment shall sit, and they, the saints, shall take away the dominion, to consume it, and to destroy it unto the end. Now, to the so-called elite, I have this message. You may kill many of us, but you cannot take over all of God's children, because God will not permit it. Yahweh is the ruler of the universe. The devil gave you power. God permitted it because of sin. But God's people will turn from sin because of that chastisement, and you are going down. And that's my message.
Well, amen to that, my friend. Take care. No, I mean, we win in the end, folks. I mean, this is real. Listen, a lot of you out there are agnostics or atheists. You don't believe in God. Well, if I wrote a book about the Dalai Lama, would I be a kook? Would I be bad because I wrote a book about the Dalai Lama's religious beliefs? Well, no, that would be okay. But if I write a book about how our leaders are Luciferian, oh, you're crazy. The devil doesn't exist. I've gotten your emails. I've had you confront me in the street. Oh, Alex, I like your show, but you talk about the elite being devil worshippers. That doesn't exist. But whether the devil exists or not, which it does, folks, I've experienced it. Whether the devil existed or not, our elite believe in it. What does that say about their psyches? What does that say about their makeup? You know, why is it that most serial killers are into the occult? Most serial killers believe they have a relationship, the criminology shows, with the devil. You know, you can say, well, the devil doesn't exist. Well, you know, regardless, you know, let's give you that argument, which I say is false, which the proof shows is. But I mean, let's say the devil doesn't exist. You know, evil doesn't exist. This evil force doesn't exist. Regardless, it manifests in the mind. This is a signature of people that enjoy biting chunks out of women they've kidnapped, who enjoy injecting acid into people's brains. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Mengele, George Bush. I mean, why? Why are they into this? Why is it always the same? Why, if you go to Chichen Itza, the Aztec capital in southern Mexico, right on the border there with very close to Guatemala, down on the Yucatan Peninsula, and its giant horned demons smiling with huge, ugly noses over the sacrificial chacmool. And then you go to Babylon, you see the same demon. You know, they dig these demons up in China. It's the same demon. I mean, what is that? Why? Why does that reemerge? Why is that happening? Folks, I'm telling you, I've snuck into these places. It's been on ABC News. It's been on national TV. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. Others have snuck in now. Dude, Skull and Bones. I mean, our leaders, our president, got on his knees and said, Satan, enter me. Lucifer, give me power. I mean, folks, these people aren't playing games. And I've had national Christian broadcasters attack me as the devil himself for talking about Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. I'm bad because I say Bush is a Luciferian. He is. He doesn't worship Allah. He doesn't worship Christ. He doesn't worship any of that. He may be at a Buddhist temple one day and a mosque the next and you know, a church the next. When he gets behind closed doors, folks, he puts on a black hood and he asks Lucifer to give him power. I mean, it's real, folks. Whether you believe in God or not, they are manifesting. They are believing it. And what men believe, we create. People 300 years ago, 400 years ago, drew flying machines. Leonardo da Vinci. But now we have them. So I do believe in the spiritual. There are hundreds of dimensions. There are all sorts of experiences. There are so many things going on in the universe of hundreds of billions of galaxies that we have photographed. All the things that are happening. All the experiences of all cultures. Now, is religion full of scammers and con artists and magic pyramid salesmen? Yes. Does that give it all a bad name? Yes, it does. Do governments using religion and manipulating it for their own aims give it a bad name? Yes, it does. But I'm telling you, I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and I'll never be ashamed of that. And it's that simple. So don't go to church and see that and think, my gosh, I'm not going to be part of this. That's got a bad feeling. You run into a real Christian, well, most people are converted. The problem is there's not many Christians, real Christians. At least they're baby Christians who haven't really experienced, who haven't really had God pour out His Spirit on you. And let me tell you, it's real, folks. And you want the biggest high in the world. You want to know things. You want to truly be activated. We are literally receivers and transmitters. We are to receive God's Spirit, and we are to rebroadcast worship. We are literally pieces. We are part of God's creation. We are part of it all, folks. We are literally tied in to the Creator. And God's force, God's Spirit, is everywhere. It is in all things. And God wants us to take part in that. And the forces of death, that's the true name. Death. Black death. Evil hates beauty and hates life. And it's not the natural death of the grass dying and regrowing. I mean the death of the life cycle, the death of beauty, that wants to disease and abuse, and that hates sweetness and beauty and love. comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Look at our governments. Look at what they do. Look at how they revel in it. Did you know, you look at elite servants, they have a lot of health problems, they're very unhappy. They always want more and more and more, but you look at a real evil controller, they're real healthy, happy, focused, they're empowered, they're possessed. They are in their element. They are totally given over to it. And they just love blood. They just love taking something sweet and good. I mean, you know, the greatest pleasure in their life would be to take a little baby from a mother and beat its brains out in front of them. They just love it. Oh, that's their favorite. They love horror. They love pain. They revel in it. Well, let me tell those forces something. You are going to be defeated. Life is so much greater than death. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I think this song says it all. Let it roll.
Down, gonna stay.
will stand my ground.
And never back down.
And I won't back down.
All right.
Well,
I know what's right. I got just one life.
I got just one life.
Absolutely. All right, I know we got a ton of people holding here, and just I've covered some news. I have two more clips, masses of information. But it really does come down to an attitude. I mean, are you going to live on your feet as a free person or on your knees as a slave? And on your knees as a slave, you're in greater danger than living on your feet. Predators target the weak. That's why they're trying to make us all weak and get us under their control, straitjacketed under this pretext of fighting terror. They want to do really bad things to you, folks. They're already doing bad things to you, really bad things to you. But again, you're not conscious of most of it because the nightly news doesn't tell you. They tell you death is life. They tell you up is down and down is up, black is white and white is black, and 2 plus 2 equals 50. But take heart, folks. I mean, my websites combined are better than the Dallas Morning News. And one of my websites is bigger than, you know, something like the Austin American Statesman. And I'm just one of hundreds of sites that are as big as mine or bigger that are telling the truth. The New World Order's got a big, fat problem. They've got a huge problem on their hands. They've lost credibility. People are on to them. I didn't plug it in the last hour, and I'm going to go to your calls here in a moment, so I'm not going to belabor this. I have made 12 films, and I carry a bunch of other really good books and videos by other exceptional researchers and authors on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can watch clips of the films, read chapters of the books, order them via the Safe Secure shopping cart, look at all the different specials. My new film, Martial Law, covers who the globalists are, the cult of death, how they carried out 9/11, and the control grid they're building. I carry other great videos like Beyond Treason about admitted chemical, biological, and radiological testing on our troops. Government openly admits killing just thousands of our troops with pleasure. Any denial that they'd carry out 9/11, just get this video and watch it. You can go to Infowars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, and we're in the fight 110%. You know your support goes towards getting really powerful media, being truly informed, but also into supporting individuals that are just totally obsessed and focused and dedicated like no others. Just totally, literally possessed in the fight. Totally overtaken by the spirit of resisting tyranny. We are just absolute willing servants and just slaves, willing slaves and absolute rapture fighting this evil. And so if you want to support us, you're absolutely welcome to, and I believe you'll be blessed if you join us in this fight. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. The fight against the New World Order continues on the other side.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.